This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When there's a problem with a child, abuse, neglect, some may call social services. And after an investigation, about 400,000 children a year will end up in foster care. Now, foster families get paid between $500 and $1,000 a month by one estimate. But there is a parallel, cheaper system where children can be sent to live with other family members. Cheaper but better, Sally Herships reports.
Sheila Brockington is 60 and a foster caregiver for her granddaughter and great-granddaughter. Brockington says she could take care of the kids on her own, but money would be tight. She's a home health aid attendant and earns $10 an hour.
A small can of baby milk is $17 by itself, you know? And this little baby, I got like to eat.
Brockington's 15-year-old granddaughter, Terea, also gets support through the foster care system.
Terea will get a tutor if she needs it for after school, right? A therapist if she needs that.
And the new baby could be provided with a crib, a car seat, and clothing. But in some states like Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia, more kids are getting sent to family, but outside the foster system. According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, that often means there's no financial support or caregivers don't know if it's available. States may save money, but there may be no oversight for the kids. Shaniqua Henry is Brockington's case supervisor at Children's Village in the Bronx. She says family members can be too lenient to moms or dads who want to see the children they've lost.
Sure, you can take them. Sure, they can spend a night, even if they weren't supposed to spend a night.
Fred Wilson is with the University of Chicago's Chapin Hall Center for Children. He says it's not just money. The argument is also about values. There's a delicate balance between a family's right to privacy and the interest of the community that kids are safe. Besides, most people raise their children without government intervention.
Every day, parents, without the involvement of the state, are making arrangements to care for their children when they themselves cannot.
But almost all the experts I spoke with agree that kids are best with their families if they're safe. In the Bronx, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.